Ladies and gentlemen, it's all about to happen. Let's hear it for the fantastic Rolling Stones. All there, Billy Wilman.
Under my thumb, there's a girl who once had me down.
The Rolling Stones are currently holed up in New York rehearsing and planning for the most colorfully and theatrically produced tour that they've ever staged. In New York and Los Angeles, the shows will be particularly dramatic. Here and there, the stage sets will be dominated by a huge multicolored flower. As the pedal opens, out will dance the Rolling Stones. Now, in addition to staging and lighting equipment, the Stones will be touring with a massive 14 tons of amplification equipment to make sure their sound is their best ever. Rolling Stones Records will release a new album of Stones material to coincide with the tour, which begins June 1st in Baton Rouge.
We're sorry for the delay. Is everybody ready?
Well, I've done the West Coast. I've done all sorts of other places in America.
Now let's ready in New York. For the next
the
greatest rock and roll band in the world, the Rolling Stones.
Charlie Watts has cut his long locks and will be doing at least the first part of the tour in a crew cut. Within 8 hours of the tour's announcement last Thursday, 9 cities already had sold out all available tickets. Sold out cities include New York, Memphis, Los Angeles, Seattle, Detroit, Atlanta, Philadelphia, Buffalo, and San Francisco.
Well, what's going through you now? Are you nervous? Are you about ready to bounce on stage?
Yeah, I'm
do you feel any anxiety or anything like that?
Yeah.
Why aren't I afraid of you? Now, I had read all these things about you, and some people called you the devil incarnate. I don't know who started that. British journalists and all. How do you know I have OS?
Oh, I know.
It's amazing. What else do you want to know about me? I have a little time here if you want to talk.
I don't have much to.
I know. I really do appreciate your
time. I have about 2 minutes.
Would you ever do 30 cities in a row this fast again if you...
Yeah, do it now. Give me a week off. I just want a week off.
You could do it again. You could go right back into it again?
Yeah. But a week off, maybe 2 weeks.
Gee.
Some bands do that. I mean, you know, we're not very hardworking, really. Some bands down the road all the time.
In San Francisco, all 30,000 available seats sold out in less than 2 hours. Some fans, upon learning that the tickets had gone on sale, simply left their jobs to go and stand in line for seats. One San Francisco radio station, in an effort to come up with contest tickets to give away to its listeners, hired 25 Kelly Girl employees to stand in line at a local department store to purchase 4 tickets each, the maximum number sold per person, for the station. Now, the Kelly Girls and guys were pledged to secrecy and awarded a $9 check in pay and a free record album. The station now has 100 tickets to give away. That's KNAC Earth News.
I want to thank you all for being so beautiful.
Why don't you turn the lights on, George? George, why don't you turn the lights on, George?
Turn the lights on, George! Death or something?
This is Blue.